When you look at the migration and terrorism picture around the world today, what ideas do you draw from that? What are you thinking about?
I think we need to look at the root cause of that, the migrant aspect that we have coming, you know, from the southern areas and into NATO areas at the moment is a particular challenge, and that's caused by irregular activity that have gone into, you know, civil war and crisis. So we just need to understand those threats, and then understand what the changing in population as the world becomes more globalized, as borders become more porous, and what that means to us. So in terms of, you know, the terrorist threat, I think not only NATO needs to think about what is its conventional boundaries, but also now those boundaries don't really exist or are less strong with inside. So we have to look to having response mechanisms to terrorist threats or whatever within NATO, as well as our response mechanism to threats from outside of NATO as well.
What do you make of the terrorist groups' ability to get smarter and to do things in a smarter way, to evolve using technology to do lots of things that they used to do manually?
It's a challenge for us. I think our strength in NATO is our numbers and our cohesion from different countries, but that can also create some inertia. So when these new ideas come up, you know, we have to agree amongst ourselves that this is kind of what we do. Our adversaries in this aspect don't have that particular challenge. You know, if they're a small group of four, they have the agility of four, where we have potentially the agility of thousands. And so we have to overcome that.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Atkinson of the British Army. J.J. Green, WTOP News.